And I'm pleased to welcome back Dara Strauss, the incoming president of the Kalamazoo Film Society. Welcome back, Dara.
Thank you.
We have a few things on our agenda today, including an art hop event. We'll want to remind listeners of what they can see now at Celebration and maybe preview some of these exciting films for November. So we can talk first, I suppose, about what's currently playing. Just remind listeners.
Okay, yeah, we talked last time. There are four films still playing through this week, weekend and week, at Celebration down in Portage. They are some terrific films, and if you haven't got a chance to see them, I really recommend that you do. The great collaboration with Celebration is that they are shown every almost, they're showing one time each day. And they're like I said, they're four. So you do have to check the schedule to see when they are playing. But one is a documentary called For Samah. It's a very poignant documentary, very well worth seeing. It's done all in cinema verite, and it's incredibly well done documentary.
It's unusual that the documentarian documented her own life.
It is, and giving birth during the filming, and kind of, and also she's in the middle of a war in Aleppo, and so you hear the bombs, and it's very, it's rough to see, but it's very timely, and you feel like you are right there. So,
Tel Aviv on Fire is another one.
Tel Aviv on Fire. Now, this one I've seen too. It's very funny. It's about a soap opera. It gets very complicated with the writer coming from Palestine into Israel and at the guard at the border. And they get very complicated relationship, but it's a very funny and poignant. And I would say that about the other one, that Give Me Liberty. That's also a very funny and poignant film, too.
A little closer to home.
A little closer to home. Yes, there's the driver of a van gets into all sorts of trouble delivering different people to different places, partly a group of people going to a Jewish cemetery to celebrate the death of life of someone, but that gets very complicated. And
that's set in
they're running around
somewhere in Wisconsin.
Yeah, yeah. Have you seen it?
Not yet.
No. Oh, it's really worthwhile to see. And the other one I haven't seen is Monos. It's a more dramatic one. It's I don't know if I'm gonna see that. It could be a little rough to see, but it's worthwhile seeing, I'm sure.
When Mike was here last time, he talked about the soundtrack, and
yes,
I had a great time finding excerpts online. They're already posted in different places if you search for the composer's name. Now it escapes me, but Monos is the name of the film, M-O-N-O-S. And she is an unusual talent who creates music for film that, in this case, is quite unsettling, and she does it in a really tactical way. And yes, the theme, you know, this is a film not set in a real country, but kind of takes from ideas that are, you know, swimming around right now.
Right, exactly.
Child soldiers and an abduction of an American lady.
Right, right. So, yes, I'm sure there's a lot that it says about it. It's gotten great reviews.
I'm with Dara Strauss of the Kalamazoo Film Society, and the website for the Film Society shows all of these films and gives you an idea of whether you might like it or not. You can go there at calfilmsociety.net.
Right.
As we talked before, this society was established
over 30 years ago.
And do you see a continuing need to showcase films that maybe aren't superhero pictures.
Yeah. Right. Well, that's what we've been really proud through over 31 years, that we've been able to bring films that you might not see in a regular theater. The Film Society started by showing in the basement of the Kalamazoo Institute of Arts. It morphed on to Western, to Ganaus Hall. Then we were in the Little Theater for a while, then downtown at the Alamo. Now we're having a great collaboration, and like I said, at Celebration Cinema in Portage.
More films. More showings.
Exactly. It's been great. I think we counted up, I think we're about at 35 for the year now, where before, when we were like at the Little Theater, it could only have been like maybe 10, 8 or 10, 12 a year. So that's like more than tripled the amount of films we can show.
For anyone who prefers to look at the Celebration Cinema website, they will see an indication that this is a Kalamazoo Film Society offering. So if you're looking at the listings, you'll know as you browse.
Right, right. And the benefit of becoming a member of the Film Society is that you do get reduced ticket prices.
There you go.
Yeah, so just go to our website and you could join, and it's really worth it.
Before we talk about November's films, uh-huh. and there are two of them,
right.
Why don't we look at next Friday's Art Hop?
Oh, yes. Event. Yes. We are so excited to be part of the Art Hop. This is our third time, actually, to be involved with the Art Hop. Last year, this time, we showed shorts from Academy Award nominees. And in the spring, we showed the Black Mariah, shorts in Black Mariah, where your own Kelly Wittenberg, she teaches here at Western, showed her piece called Independence, and it's done very well. It just won an award at the San Francisco Film Festival. So wow. We're very proud, and she's a board member, so that's exciting too. But so on this Friday, on November 1st, on the Art Hop, we'll be showing the Sundance Film Festival shorts. We have seven different films that we're showing. We will be from 5 o'clock in the evening till 8 at the Joliffe Theater in the Epic Center. They'll be run continually, so you can drop in.
That's what I was going to say. Art Hops are all about strolling around.
They're strolling around. That's why we have shorts. And you can sit down for a while. I think we'll have some snacks, too. And a lot of board members on hand to let you know about the Film Society.
And what is it about shorts that makes them relevant and important in today's film world?
Well, I personally love shorts because you're seeing a story in a short amount of time. So it has to be very concise, very directed, whether that's a documentary, animation, a narrative. It just has to be one of whole piece that feels very, very connected. Often it was used for film directors to showcase what they could do with a short, so they could maybe get a job to do a larger piece. But now it's being more used as, this is my goal, to make short film. And I personally love going and seeing it and seeing how they put the story together.
Well, if you show up at 5 o'clock next Friday, you may end up watching all seven.
You may
shorts, because once one ends with a satisfying conclusion, you kind of want to stick around for the next one to start and see what happens.
Right, yeah. right. But we welcome people to dip in and out. So, and we do have some from the United States. There's one from Canada, one from Estonia and Hong Kong, and the other one is from Canada, Tunisia, Qatar, and Sweden.
Wow. And that's next Friday at the Joliffe Theater,
right,
which is in the Epic Center. You can stroll in, stroll out, or get sucked up into an evening of short films.
Often we do. Often the audience, you think they're going to go in and out, but they just kind of stay because they are so captivating.
Right. This is a presentation of the Kalamazoo Film Society. Online, it's calfilmsociety.net. And I'm speaking with Dara Strauss, who is the incoming president of the society and a longtime member and organizer. And I think we'll be joined in just a moment by another member of the society, Kelly Wittenberg. But I just wanted to remind folks again about the website and that the Art Hop is week from today.
Right.
At 5 to 8 o'clock, 7 different films. You mentioned that sometimes it's been regarded as a proving ground for young directors, mm-hmm. but now is a sort of a goal or an art form in its own right. But is it still kind of skewed toward really young directors? Do you see more young people with shorts?
Well, that's a good question. I'm not sure the ages of these directors, but I've done shorts and I find them very satisfying. And actually, probably my last documentary, it could almost be like a combination of shorts, where I interviewed several women and put them all together. So that's kind of fun. It's really fun to have a little piece like that to put together.
Right now, I'd like to welcome Kelly Wittenberg from Western Michigan University, assistant professor of communication, and joining us to talk about both being a filmmaker and your experience at the San Francisco Film Festival. Hi, Kelly.
Hi, thank you.
I'm glad you could join us.
Glad to be on. Just kind of jump on to that question. I think people of all ages are making shorts, and I certainly find it's been a freeing format to be able to make your point or your case for whatever it is that you're trying to say in a very short amount of time. You've got someone's attention.
Is this something you've ushered other young people through as a teacher, as a professor?
Well, certainly in my courses, in the hands-on production courses and also in the screenwriting course, I encourage students to do shorter work. It's really tough to try to tackle a feature-length film when you're right at the starting gate, right? So, you know, I'm always like, okay, let's make a good short one and see how that goes. You know, so
Dara also mentioned how much your editing skills come into play, your storytelling skills. You really have to be very intentional about the time you have.
You have to be concise. It forces you to, and certainly everybody shoots too much footage, and you have to edit it out. Not I don't want to say for time, but because to help the meaning, to make it succinct. Yeah.
Kelly Wittenberg is a member of the Kalamazoo Film Society, a filmmaker herself, and a professor at Western Michigan University. And I know Dara and I both are interested in hearing about your experience at the San Francisco Film Festival.
It was a blast.
How long ago was this?
I just got back, actually, on Monday evening. I was in San Francisco for 6 days. And I actually went a couple days longer. But the festival was Thursday, Friday, Saturday night. Each evening had 2 blocks of shorts. So 1 at 7 and 1 at 9. And it was international. Just films from all over the world. It was so gratifying to see my work included with some of the films I saw. They were just phenomenal. And I was really impressed with the directors of the festival and what they were able to put together. They said they've got 800 submissions and they picked 45 films. So I was, not only was I just impressed with the work, I really felt kind of special.
We are really proud of her.
Heck yeah. Yeah.
Well, I found out yesterday they chose award winners after the fest, so I got an email yesterday. I won Best Experimental Film.
And when
That's
can we?
That's great.
You've
this
already
congratulations.
When can we
so
see
cool.
this?
Yeah. When did we see it?
We already
well,
saw it.
Maybe we'll see it again. Okay. I hope.
I hope so. I would love to play it again in Kalamazoo. That would be great.
Yeah, we can. I think we can arrange that.
Congratulations, Kelly.
Thank you. Thank you.
I'm wondering if I were to go into a film editing studio right now, given my age and my experience with technology, I might recognize a few things. from radio, but the intimidation factor would be enormous to see how it's done. And I'm wondering about Kelly, for your generation, are you a little more tech fluent, I guess, and has it been more? Have people in your generation had an easier time just turning your thoughts into film thanks to technology, or is it still kind of an uphill?
Well, I think you would find it a lot easier than you think, and that I agree there is a huge intimidation factor, and it's especially intimidating for women of any age. And I'm always looking at my female students. I usually have a majority of male students in the classroom, but the females that come in, I want to make sure they understand, hey, you know, this is just a computer program. Somebody decided what this does. All you have to do is sort of reverse engineer in your mind. What did they want it to do, and why is it, how does it work? And once you get that understanding, it always helps to have a project rather than tackling the dry textbook. You know, you want to, if you've got a passionate thing you're trying to make, the tools are going to follow because you're so interested in making that happen. So I think there's that. So if you had a good idea you were working on, it would be a lot easier than you think.
The tech wouldn't stop me.
Right, exactly. Now, as far as things being a little easier, I think they are with digital. But I learned on 16mm, and when digital came about, I was kind of angry. I was like, hey, I want to do this real film thing, but digital's gotten a lot better. And I think it is quicker, certainly, less expensive, still costs a lot, but less expensive than buying the film and getting it developed. I think it can fool people because a lot of people can make films and maybe they're not so good if you've looked on YouTube recently. So lots of people think they're filmmakers. Maybe they need a little more practice. I think it'd be a lot easier than you think.
I think I love editing, like I mentioned before, and the digital. But they're two different things. I started from tape to tape. And when you edited tape to tape, you had to be so organized because you couldn't go back and change anything. If you did, if you wanted to take out like half a second, you would have to start all over from that point on.
Like repair it and go back.
Right. So you had to be you had to have it all planned out. I had everything, you know, written down, ready to go. This is for documentary. But now I find that the students, when I taught at K College, they weren't as disciplined, but it also gives you more freedom to move things around and say, okay, well, I'll save that version, but let me try another version. Or let me insert this music here. Maybe, oh, that doesn't work. Well, then I'll throw in another, you know, track. And so it's an interesting combination, I think, and a result of what's out there to do.
Yeah, I agree. Nonlinear editing really opened everything up. But that's a trap, too, because now I don't ever want to, oh, well, that's a good version. Fine. I'm going to keep that one. And I'm going to do this again. Right. So now I've got five versions, and right. I don't know which one's the best one anymore.
Usually the last version I found was the best.
I don't know. I think I keep going. I mess it up.
Right. Oh, the inclusion of indecision now with all the versions. If you just tuned in, I'm visiting with Dara Strauss and Kelly Wittenberg of the Kalamazoo Film Society. Kelly's just returned from the San Francisco Film Festival, where she won Best Experimental Short Film out of a huge field, and that's just wonderful news. A film that the society already presented,
right.
But there may, you know, given this, maybe
we'll figure out a way.
the important work of the Film Society is probably the daily showings at Celebration Cinema, where anyone can access a whole variety of films. Dara and I already went over the four that are currently being shown in October, and we talked about Friday's Art Hop. They'll be showing shorts at the Jolliffe Theater next Friday from 5 to 8 p.m. And you are allowed to, you know, walk in, walk out, see one or two or all seven of these films. Let's fast forward to November and the two big films that are coming.
Okay, we don't have a set date yet for the opening of those films, but just keep checking our website or Celebration's website for when they... But projected, the first one that we are so excited that we get to present is Pain and Glory. It's by Pedro Almodóvar. He's a very, very famous working film director right now. And we are so proud that the Kalamazoo Film Society has been able to bring a lot of his work to Kalamazoo. So this is his latest. And according to Rex Reed from The Observer, Pedro Almodóvar's best and most moving film in years. It's partially fiction, but also based on real aspects in the life of Almodóvar. So I can't wait to see this film. It's already one the actor who the director uses all the time is Antonio Banderas. Mm-hmm. If we know, yes. Yes. But he's already won Best Actor at the Cannes Film Festival.
Oh, goodness.
Yeah. And also Alberto Iglesias won the Best Composer at Cannes for this film.
Oh, good. More great music.
More great music.
Okay, you just brought back a memory.
Oh, good.
I think of Knaus Hall, maybe.
Yeah.
Women on the verge of a nervous breakdown.
Exactly.
I was probably going to college here at the time, and that was one of the first times I'd watched a film in another language and seen actors vividly bringing this to life that weren't American style necessarily.
Right.
That's funny. Kalamazoo Film Society creates memories that go back for decades.
That's wonderful. Yeah, and he's especially just an interesting director, the way he uses symbolism and his actors and music and metaphorical techniques. It's just a treat to see. That film actually was nominated for an Academy Award. He has won two Academy Awards, one for All About My Mother, and the Talk to Her. I don't know if you ever... No, I'm sorry. No, yes, that's right. Talk to Her and All About My Mother. So Talk to Her is a fantastic film, too, if you haven't seen that. So about two men, and they have both their wives are in the hospital and in comas, and how they deal with that. It's an excellent film.
That element of like melodrama, to his films. Yeah,
I'm really excited for this film. I'm just happy it's coming. I've only lived in Kalamazoo for just starting on 6 years now, mm-hmm. and I know when I got here, I was just so happy about the Kalamazoo Film Society and the kinds of films, the level of films for this community that come here. So it's just exciting because this is also something I encourage my students to go to. Right. I show them things like this in class, but you know, they just think that's just me. If it's happening out in the world, wait, I saw that here. That really reinforces the fact that, you know, these tools can be used, the tools of film can be used for something more than just, you know, Hollywood, Marvel comics, movies, which I love too.
Right. I remember when I was in college years and years and years ago, I saw an Ingmar Bergman film and it blew my mind. It's the same thing. It's like, oh my God, you can make film that talk like this, that have these meanings, that have these symbolism. It would just open my world.
Once you see it, you can't go back.
Exactly.
If anyone's feeling regret that they haven't been out to the theater in a while or have missed some of the great films we're talking about, I've seen down at the Kalamazoo Public Library, Kalamazoo Film Society sticker on all these films you can take out and catch up with.
The library is an excellent resource. I know a lot of my students don't have DVD players anymore, but I'm always like, you have to go down there, because you go down to the first floor of Central and it's just loaded wall to wall DVDs, and then also a Blu-ray section. And sometimes I'm looking for something, pops in my head. I'm like, oh, that film. I find it there. I'm just amazed. And I started giving my students $10 extra credit if they go get a library card and bring me back a film.
$10
extra. Oh, I'm sorry.
10
it's
points.
Early. Thank
I
you.
I thought,
yes.
Whoa, money.
10 points.
I never
10
got
points.
Yeah, exactly.
Sorry.
That's worth more than $10.
That's right.
Yeah. Professor Kelly Wittenberg and Dara Strauss are here on WMUK previewing the Kalamazoo Film Society events, including Art Hop next week at the Jolliffe Theater in the Epic Center, with a whole series of short films. And we've also just talked about what's coming in November, Pedro Almodovar's newest film, and the best in years, as people are saying.
Right.
There's one other we need to
There is one other, mention. And we think that'll probably become in mid-November. And actually, if you are down there watching any of our films this week, you will see the trailers for both of these films. And they both look just amazing films. But the second film is called Parasite. And let me read a review a little bit from David Calhoun from Time Out. And he writes, "Rarely does a movie combine cinematic fireworks and social commentary as mischievously as Korean director Bong Joon-ho's Parasite does." So
I've read that, and I've read other reviews too. People are saying, "Oh, it might be the best of the year."
It might be, and it won the Palme d'Or at the Cannes. So we got two award-winning films that are shown in November at Celebration.
Are you familiar with this filmmaker, Kelly?
I am not, but yeah. I'm excited to see
this. The preview looks amazing.
Yeah.
I can't tell if I'm going to be afraid or funny. I think it's both, you know.
I think I've seen at least one of this director's films. It was called Snowpiercer, and it was set on an infinitely running train that had haves and have-nots. Haves at the front, have-nots at the back. Okay. People trying to survive a climate apocalypse on an endlessly running train.
Wow, now I want to see that.
It was great. Again, you just don't know what you're missing until you give it a try. And this sounds like he might be kind of on the same themes of how society works, and having it right in your face how it doesn't work as well.
Right. Well, I think the premise is that there is a family, a very impoverished family, and they make a connection, kind of a fake connection, to a wealthy family. And from there, it gets complicated, and it doesn't all appear like it does on the surface. So
the Kalamazoo Film Society is always sort of in negotiations to find when these films are available for release in Michigan,
right.
A release in Kalamazoo. It's never just, you're not just going to one company or person or organization. You have to negotiate with all kinds of distributors and things.
Right. Well, this now, because of the collaboration with Celebration, a lot of that is, facilitated by them. So we don't have to worry as much as we did when we were at the little theater, which was a lot of work for the volunteer board. I mean, as well as taking tickets and, doing all the advertising and things like that.
But the opening date for Parasite is still
think it's the 15th, but we're not quite sure about that yet. But again, keep checking the website, our website, which is what is our website?
CalFilmSociety.net.
And so
that's where you'll find any new information
exactly.
on this.
Exactly.
I think we've pretty much covered what we intended to do. That's October's films, November's films, and the Art Hop. Details will be and are at CalFilmSociety.net. It's been a pleasure to meet you, Kelly Wittenberg. And here, about how you engage with students and young filmmakers, and your own goals as a filmmaker too. I here at the end, I'd like to know maybe what's coming up for you.
I'm working on another short. I've got a first cut that is about my all the female ancestors, both on my mother's and father's side. I got into doing some ancestry research on Ancestry.com and actually learned a lot of things I did not know. I took some family lore stories and then looked for paper documents, which you can do now. And there's a lot of things that are scanned in online. So kind of reconstructed a short film, reconstructed some history of the women in my family. So that I hope that for that to be done around December. And then I want to do a much larger documentary, actually step outside of shorts, next year. It might take me longer than a year, but this would just be about how the medical establishment treats women and different hormone replacement drugs and researching, talking about the history of hormone replacement.
Kelly Wittenberg, are you online?
I am online. actually, I have a website. It's just kellywittenberg.com. But I'm also listed as faculty at WMU. And you can find me that way, too.
Okay. Dara, our last thoughts on our chat today? Anything we missed? Or?
I really feel the Kalamazoo Film Society is just a gem of our community. What I love about Kalamazoo itself is that it supports the arts in so many different ways, and for people to remember that film is an art form, and it's just wonderful that that we exist and have existed for over 30 years, and we're going to just keep growing and doing more, bringing more, and supporting filmmakers, too.
Join.
CalFilmSociety.net is the website where you can easily click on membership information. And I am thrilled to have your voices here on WMUK and talk about the art of film and opportunities for listeners to get involved right away. As with last time, I wanted to pick out some music that sort of had, I think it was Bernard Herrmann last time, but today I was thinking in my head of this piece by Schubert that appeared all through Stanley Kubrick's Barry Lyndon. And then, you know, it's been cropping up again. People seem to think we've all forgotten Barry Lyndon, but we haven't, and they're putting in their television shows and just rewriting it for everything. So this is the Adagio from the Piano Trio Opus 100 by Franz Schubert. CalFilmSociety.net is the website. And thanks again to Dara Strauss and Kelly Wittenberg for
bringing
the
events. Thank you.